From WNYC in New York, this is On the Media. Brooke Gladstone is away this week. I'm Bob Garfield.
Donald Trump is going after the parents of a fallen American soldier who made headlines for their critique of Trump at the Democratic National Convention. In Khuzir Khan's speech, he said Trump has sacrificed nothing and no one.
This week, a question hung in the air, one we've heard so many times before. Is this it? Could this be the end? Has Donald Trump finally crossed the line that will unravel his bid for the presidency?
How would you answer that, Father? What sacrifice have you made for your country?
I think I've made a lot of sacrifices. I work very, very hard. I've created thousands and thousands of jobs, tens of thousands of jobs, built great structures. I've had tremendous success. I think
those are sacrifices.
Oh, sure, I think they're sacrifices.
Trump has not stopped hitting back since, even though he's drawn intense fire from virtually all corners, including from prominent Republicans. We're going to dig deeper into the question of how far in his case is too far.
Seems like a salient question, except that we keep asking it and it keeps getting us nowhere. For the past year, or much longer if you want to begin with the birther nonsense, far too far has yet to be far enough.
Donald Trump on the defense after slamming John McCain's war record. Has Trump finally gone too far?
He's at it again, calling for a complete ban on Muslims entering the U.S. Has he gone just one step too far now?
Has he now gone too far with these comments about Meghan Kelly?
Well, you do see all these top Republicans now coming out in a way they haven't come out before.
As it turned out, sneering menstruation references, bans on an entire religion, and denigration of a war hero were not last straws for the sturdy camel's back of the Trump campaign, nor these Trumpruptions.
Has Donald Trump finally gone too far? Battling it out with Pope Francis over the border, Christianity, and the message he just posted about ISIS and the Vatican.
The Republican presidential frontrunner accused of mocking a reporter with a physical disability. Did he finally go too far?
Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich found Trump's comments about the Mexican heritage of the judge presiding over the Trump University case too much to bear.
The shame just slides off as the press repeatedly expresses astonishment at Trump's Teflon exterior. But that's the wrong DuPont product. Trump isn't the Teflon candidate, he's the Kevlar candidate, impenetrably armored with the frustration and rage and applause of his supporters, which big media may not get, but Trump certainly does.
And everybody said, that's the end of Trump. It's over for Trump. You know how many times I've been given the end? I've been given the last rites. How many times? 10?
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.